The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "I have been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, around the turn of the last century, Mark Twain took a trip around the world in a steamship, and he wrote about it, a book called Following the Equator. And in the opening dedication, there's a line: "Be good, and you will be lonesome." Years later, James Buffet, Jimmy Buffett, used that line in the refrain of one of his songs. "Be good, and you will be lonesome. Be lonesome, and you will be free. Live a lie, and you will live to regret it. That's what living is to me." There's always been something about that refrain that has touched me, and I think it's because it captures a little bit of what it is to be a disciple. The second reading, the author reminds us that the stone rejected by the builders has become our cornerstone. We follow the risen one. We follow the rejected one. We follow, we emulate our lives. We model ourselves on Jesus. Everybody has a fear of rejection. None of us want to be ostracized, shoved out from the group, stand alone. But in our pursuit, choosing the good, doing the good, being the good, it may mean that we are the lone voice, that we may find ourselves standing by ourselves, being true to who we are, being true to our conscience, being true to God. But that's not an entirely bad thing, because it also means that we are very free. We are free in our pursuit of the good. We are not beholden to what is popular, what is current, what is easy. We are only beholden to God. And I've heard many times in this place that God is good, and all the time,
God is good. Oh,
excellent. I was deathly afraid that I'd be met by silence. But look around. Truth is, we're never alone. We're never alone in choosing the good, being the good, doing the good. Here is a group of struggling disciples, all in the same boat, fearful of standing alone, but compelled to follow the Christ, compelled to do the good. We walk with one another, not by ourselves. We're never alone. We're with one another. We're with God.